Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show. Yes, today I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing. And you know what that thing is? That thing is being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. Okay, here we are, June the 16th. Great day. It's kind of rainy outside, but hey, even in the rain, you got to keep it moving. Keep it moving mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. Just keep it moving. But here we are. Before I even get into whatever Sankofa Divinity wants to talk about here, I am going to go ahead and render my contact, which is 984-444-2157, if you want to call and get a free consultation. Or you can go to the website of SankofaDivinity.com and look at the services that I provide there. And then we'll just go from there. It's not a whole lot going on there, so I just try to keep it basic and simple as I possibly can. Nevertheless, here we are again. I decided to do something different today. I decided to be in a different location within my home. And I must say that technology is the best. I mean, it has this negative moments and it has its positive moments, but it's up to you to utilize all the positivity that comes out of using the technology or social media. I am a baby when it comes to this stuff. It's almost like whenever I'm doing something on social media in any kind of capacity, I almost feel like I just climbed out of a rock or a cave somewhere. Because it's so new to me, and I'm so old school. But hey, here we are. It's all a learning experience, and I'm grateful for the learning experience because the learning experience is part of what? Returning home to self. That's what we talk about here at Sankofa Divinity. Returning home to self. Come as you are. Returning home to self simply because it gives you a peace of mind. It aligns you with the things that are designed perfectly for you. It keeps you calm, and your way of responding to any particular place, people, places, or things is low-key. You know, you have your experience, you chalk it up as an experience, and you keep it moving. Now, I've had some moments in my life, some knee-jerking moments in my life where I didn't just chalk it up and kept it moving. There were some things that I had to learn, I had to go through, I had to grow through to basically come into a certain level of spiritual maturity, okay? So when we're talking about coming home to self, that is basically what we're saying. We're saying mature from a spiritual perspective. How do you begin to mature from a spiritual perspective? How do you begin to do that? First of all, you have to acknowledge that you want to do it because we have free will here. We have free will to do the things in which we need to do or we want to do, but you never have the right to do the things that you want to do. I don't know if you can understand that, but it is so. Simply because just because we have free will, it doesn't mean that we can do everything we want to do, all right? Simply because there are principles, there are laws that one must abide by. And so when you get on this spiritual path, when you get on this spiritual path to to grow yourself and to come into the maturation of your own soul, if you will. When you get on that path, you will learn the universal laws. You will learn the principles of the universe. You will have to learn the principles of the universe, because when you're on that spiritual path, you become governed by a different system, if you will. People don't realize that. You are governed by a different system. And I'm going to tell you, when you're governed by a different, this different system, this is when you begin to live in the world and not be of the world. So you have to move differently. You have to talk differently from the world. You can't really say the things that the world would say, or you can't even really respond to things the way that the world or worldly things, be it person, place, or thing, or idea, respond. Your whole language of communication is completely turned upside down, and it is transformed. So it is transformed into a space and place where even the conversation that you have is being had in the upper utmost. Okay, what is the upper utmost? The cosmos, okay? I know that I didn't get like this overnight, and I have not been talking about these things. It just didn't pop in my head. I had to experience things, and I have to say this too, because this is something that I have come to learn and I've accepted, is that in order for me to heal the land, I have to go through a healing process myself. So I cannot heal or inspire or direct or guide anyone else unless I have done it for myself. Unless I have done it for myself. Sometimes, you know, there has been times in my life where a person is drawn into my life, and I know exactly where they are in the healing process. I know exactly where they are in the healing process. And a lot of times, as a healer, you can identify where that person is in the healing process, but they don't know that they're in that process. And when you begin to tell them, they kind of get somewhat resentful, maybe regretful that they even had anything to do with you in the first place. I mean, all kind of things go through their head. But this is the thing, because the Bible tells me, and I'm going to say this, just because I refer back to the Bible, it does not mean that I am a Christian. I am not a Christian. I am a spiritualist. I am a divine being having a human experience. I do not, I will not subscribe to any particular doctrine, okay? I don't. So I kind of like pull from all religions, because that's what being in the center is all about, pulling from all religions. But and now I'm getting off my thought, is what I was going to say. In the Bible, it tells you that it says, cast not your pearls to the swine, nor give that which is holy to the dog. So it is telling you, and I am learning this. I am learning this day. I am learning that when you tell a person, you provide them with a pearl of wisdom, it would be who of you not to do that? It would be who of you to just pray for that person and let that person find it for themselves, find that pearl for themselves. Because what I'm beginning to understand here is that, and there's a reason why they say it in the Bible, simply because when you do that, the person may not be ready for the pearl of wisdom. Matter of fact, they may look at you as if you shouldn't be the one with that pearl of wisdom, okay? For whatever reason the case may be. And when they do that, they will trample, they will misunderstand, and they oftentimes they'll use you as a scapegoat and do all foul things or say all foul things behind your back. The Ten of Swords. You know that? The tarot card readers? Yeah. So in the Hermetic philosophy is the lips of the wise is closed to those who are not ready to receive. You can go out here, you can have all the wisdom in the world. You can have all the wisdom. Okay, you can have wisdom like Solomon. And I pray my wisdom be increased and elevated, expanded on a regular basis as Solomon. You can have all this wisdom, but you have to be mindful of where you cast the seeds of that wisdom, because the Bible also talks about how you can cast your seed on rocky ground. You can cast your seed on marshy land. You can cast your seed on a desolate place, and nothing will become of that seed, simply because the soil, the ground itself, is not ready to receive. What is the ground? The ground is the mind of the individual. It's the mind of the individual. If the individual is not prepared to receive your pearls of wisdom, guess what? It's not going to grow there. The only seeds that will probably grow in that space is resentment and being regretful, okay? So I'm only saying this because I've had my own experiences. And because I am basically constantly staying in the center of my own spirituality and maintaining the balance and the harmony of my own spiritual cultivation, I could see it, I could feel it, and I can know it and not respond to it. For an example, what do I mean when I say I can see it? I am a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. So 9 times out of 10, when a person who is in close proximity of me, or they talk to me on a regular basis, if they happen to do something out of order, complete order, or against me in some kind of way, I'm going to dream about it. And it's not going to, the dream, now I want you to understand this for you dreamers. You may dream a particular thing, and in your mind you would think that it has nothing to do with what is going on around you, but what you have to do is break down the symbolism in that dream. Because that's how the universe communicates with us. That's how the cosmic intelligence communicates with us. That's how the ancestors, the ancient ones, okay, that's how they communicate. They communicate in symbolism, a lot of times in numbers, okay? You have to be mindful of that. And then when you're mindful of that, you can protect, you know, they only do it so that you can protect yourself and so that it can provide you with a sense of a warning, if you will. I say to you, when you're on the spiritual path, these are things that you need to do. I'm talking to the ones who are on the spiritual path, and you know you're on the spiritual path. Ask for the gift of discernment to know the intentions or the intentions of the heart of all people who want to associate with you. Because as you become spiritually mature, you're going to find out that you're not going to be able to mingle and shingle like everyone else. You're not going to be able to do it. Sometimes, a lot of times, you're going to have to stand down and not go. Stand down and not go. And it's only for your protection. Just because you're spiritual, just because you're an enlightened being, it does not mean that everyone likes it. And 9 times out of 10, when you go against the grain or you become disobedient to your whereabouts, guess what happens? You become ambushed in situations. People that you didn't even realize would harm or hurt you or do things towards you. Mm-hmm. Work from the wise. So returning home to self. Returning home to self is all about returning home to your true identity of who you are from a divine and spiritual perspective. Because at the end of the day, that is the ultimate reality of all realities. As above, so below. That is the law of correspondence. So I'm going to say this. Those who are on the spiritual path, these are books that you need to get. You need to get the Hermetic Philosophy so that you can learn the universal laws of the universe. I said that twice. So that you can learn the laws of the universe, the principles of the universe. I would say you can also get the book, The Science of Mind, by Ernest Holm. The Hermetic philosophy is from the Three Initiates. Who else? Dr. Carolyn Mice, who talks about the anatomy of the spirit. Now, I'm going to say this because, and I said this the other day, that I'm reading a book that she has referred, and that book is called The Interior Castle. In The Interior Castle, there are several dwelling places, but in the interior castle, this book that I'm reading is seven. It's seven dwelling places. Now, St. Teresa Avila, she has already stated that there are millions of dwelling places, and I believe her. I believe what she is saying. Why am I bringing this up? Because if you go to Dr. Caroline Mice book, The Anatomy of the Spirit, she talks about the seven fundamental energy centers within and around the body. Because we are energy first. The flesh is a dense animation of the energy that we already are. This is why when a person gets sick in their body, it's not just their body. It already showed up in the energy field. And then the body gives forth a manifestation of it. So at the end of the day is when a person is ill within their body, are they ill in their body or are they ill in one of their energy centers? Are they ill? Or did they get sick somewhere in the energy field of their being? 100% of the time, it's in the energy field first, then it shows up in the body. So the body gives forth the symptom of that which is taking place in the what? The energy field. And this is where you have energy workers, you have Reiki therapists, you have people who are doing Reiki treatments and what have you. This is what the energy work is all about, so that it can reduce the resistance of the illness that has taken place within the energy field. Because once it's corrected in the energy field, then the body can only just follow the healing process. So there's a difference between being healed and being cured, okay? There's a big difference. There's an experience that I had some time ago. And I'm sitting here and I'm contemplating and I'm asking myself questions about what is this and why do I do these things? Where's this coming from? Where's the root of this? The root, mind you, I said root. Where is the root of these things? 9 times out of 10, whatever needs to be healed is in the root. Childhood, unresolved issues. But nevertheless, let me get back to what I want to say. So I'm questioning myself, and you're going to find yourself as a spiritual being, you're going to find yourself establishing a relationship with thine self. What is thine self? Thy soul, so that you can become one with your soul and you can grow with your soul. Huh? The ultimate marriage of all that is and all that will ever be. Grow with your soul. Growing old with your soul. Okay? The ultimate relationship of all other relationships. But what I'm trying to get to is that when you are on this path, you're going to have these conversations with your soul self. And you're going to have to sit in quietness. You're going to have to sit in silence. And you're going to have to be still and know that God is still God. What is God? God is inside of you. Okay? God is inside of you. God moves around you. God is nothing more than energy. It's an energy field. It is the net. Okay? Enter into the net. Okay? It is the net. It's the source of all things. And it is tied to everything. All right? So, this is you establishing a relationship with thine self, because this is the prerequisite for returning home to self. Okay? And I'm going to say something else before I leave in regards to that. But I want to say this. So I'm sitting here and I'm having this internal dialogue with my soul. And me and my soul, we're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. All right? And finally, I'm diving so deep within my being, I see the splinter. I call it a splinter. A splinter like, a wood splinter, like you get a wood splinter in your finger or something. I see that splinter in my energy field. And I go very, very deep. And I pluck it out, pull it out. Now, you can find some other methods of pulling things out. You can do gardening. You can clean up. You can wash dishes. I don't care how you do it, how you want to put the energy out, the splinter out, but it needs to be done. So I'm diving deep, and I go in, and I remove the splinter. Immediately, once I remove that splinter, the wound itself immediately healed as if it had never been there before. Huh? As if it had never been there before. If you remove a stone from a flowing river, will you know that a stone has been there? No. because the energy comes back to itself.
Yeah.
It comes back to itself. So it's all about establishing a relationship with oneself. Okay. This is what we talk about here at Sankofa for Divinity. There are several methods. One can do it. But we're going to give you four pillars, four keys to do this. You're going to do it by meditation, contemplation, prayer, and reflection. That's it. That's how you're going to do it. Meditation, prayer, contemplation, and reflection. And it doesn't matter what order you do it in, because the energy and the intent, the sincere intent, is going to do exactly what it needs to do for your greater good. And I'm going to say this, there's no wrong or right way to meditate, contemplate, reflect, or pray. All I ask is that when you do pray, pray with a sincere heart and pray with peace. Go into the interior of the castle, the interior of your soul. Enter that interior of your soul by way of thanksgiving, gratitude. Be grateful for when you are at this particular time, even if it doesn't feel favorable to you, even if things are collapsing around you. Get in a space and establish a lifestyle of gratitude, no matter what, hands down. Okay? And from there, begin to talk, you know, begin to say whatever, make your supplications known unto the Most High, all that is and all that will ever be. And I guarantee you, your life will begin to shift and shape for the greater good of who you are. And you begin to dance. You begin to dance with the universe instead of dancing around the universe. You will begin to gain the spirit of confidence. Okay? You will begin to realize and know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a perfect being and you are enough. You are not defined by the human conditions that you may find yourself in, the human conditions that you are experiencing, but it does not mean that you are those things. Identify yourself with the divine, or however you want to do it, spirit, God, however you want to do it. Identify yourself from that space. And separate yourself from the human conditions that you may find yourself in that are unfavorable. Okay? Because as you do that, you will begin to see things and observe things from a higher perspective. What is that highest perspective? From a spiritual perspective. You will begin to notice and realize that all things will work together for what? Your good, for the cultivation of your spirituality. You will begin to realize that hands down. So I challenge you today to do such. To do such. And, you know, and just be blessed. Be blessed about it. Feel blessed about it. Walk around like you're blessed. What is blessed? What is blessed? being able to do the things in which you want to do, when you want to do them, and how you want to do them. But I'll say this again. Just because you have free will, it doesn't mean you do everything you want to do. You simply because you come under the allegiance or the alliance of a different government, a divine government, and you're governed by the principles of this universe. And because of that, guess what? Your will becomes the will of the divine, and that's facts. As her would say, I love that song, facts. So I'm going to, I still have enough time. I was getting ready to close out, but I'm not, I'm going to keep going. Ask Sankofa Divinity if they have anything else they would like for me to share at this moment. I went, a dear friend of mine's, her birthday was last week sometime, and we all went to, went out to eat seafood. And again, this friend that I have, we talked, and the whole time, through the whole conversation, we were laughing through the whole conversation. There were moments where we got serious, but it was only for a brief moment, and then we went right back into laughter. I'm going to say this, and this is the reason why I bring that up, is because when you are on your spiritual path, you become more playful, and you don't take life as serious. Life is not that serious. You know why? Because you can't do anything about life being life. You can only find a space and place within life to live. Live by the divine plan that is purpose for your life. That's it. All this other stuff, you can't control it. Think about it. When children are outside playing, and I'm going based on my experience as a child. When I was a child, young girl, I'm outside playing, and I'm creating all kind of scenarios in my mind about what I want to do, where I want to go. I was really keen on imagination. I'm going to say this. I love Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, and I was really into Pippi Longstocking, and I really love Mary Poppins. So I was very adventurous, and Peter Pan, mind you. I was very, very adventurous. So I was very playful, didn't have a care in this world. You know why? Because I was, as a child, I was living in the world, but I wasn't of the world. See, as we become adults, guess what? We begin to be of this world. Huh? We become like the world. But when we're children, when we are children with a sincere heart and innocence, of mind, we live in the world, but we are not of the world. Huh? We grow up, though, and we become like the world. And then what? Guess what? When we become like the world and things are not going in the way that we would want them to go, or things are not in our favor, what happens? We return to what? Childlike. We return to the innocence of who we are. We return to the pure-heartedness of who we are. And we begin to love everybody, everyone who comes into our space, even those that we feel like or we sense that don't, you know, may have something against us. We still love everyone because in that childlike space, we can see that we're connected to everyone and everything. So we come back to ourselves as a child and we begin to live in this world and not of this world. That is amazing to me. And that's what it's about. Returning home to self. Returning home to the childlike tendencies that you may have within yourself. Sometimes we take life too seriously. We take the things that we are experiencing too seriously. And it puts us in a place of stagnation and depression, huh? And imprisonment. Imprisonment in our own mind. So I challenge you today. Get on the path. I will say it ain't for the faint. It ain't for the faint. Because you have to, in returning home to self, there's a level of faith that needs to be cultivated. And I can say it. I can say it. I can say it. Yes. There's a level of faith that needs to be cultivated so that you too can begin to walk on water. Hmm? And feel the fiery darts, but they can't touch you. Or go through the water and it never overflows. It never takes you over. See? Faith. Faith. It will cast out fear. Love, perfect love, will cast out fear. What is that perfect love? That perfect love returns to you. It's about you. Everything begins and ends with you. Hmm? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end my show. I pray and I hope that all will receive, whoever needs to receive. And I look forward to coming back on tomorrow doing my thing, as my thing. And you know what that thing is, the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, and I say to you, be well, stay focused, and if you, hey, stay in the light, but if you find yourself in darkness, get all the understanding, overstanding, understanding that you can possibly get. Because at some point in your life, you're going to have to be the life, the truth, and the way to someone else other than yourself. Be blessed.